This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Legal analysts say the decision to file criminal charges against former U.S. President Donald Trump will present distinct hurdles for prosecutors. Reuters correspondent David Doyle explains.
One area of legal uncertainty has to do with whether the Manhattan DA can charge Trump with a felony for falsifying records with the alleged intent of covering up a federal campaign finance violation. Stanford law professor David Alan Sklansky.
And it's possible that for some reason or another, a court would decide that's not within the proper use of the New York criminal statute.
The historic nature of the decision by Manhattan District Attorney Elvin Bragg means prosecutors are now navigating uncharted waters.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Tornadoes that tore through parts of the U.S. South and Midwest on Friday have killed at least 11 people. The storms collapsed a theater roof during a heavy metal concert near Chicago. Possibly dozens of tornadoes touched down into the night across at least 7 states. They were part of a sprawling system that also brought wildfires to the southern plains and blizzard conditions to the upper Midwest. Evacuation orders have been lifted in Japan and small sections of a town just southwest of the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant in time for the area's popular cherry blossom season. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida joined a ceremony there on Saturday. An earthquake and tsunami in March 2011 triggered triple meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Massive amounts of radiation spewed from the plant, causing more than 160,000 residents to evacuate from across Fukushima. This is VOA News.